Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Russian community killed a man. News. In the Leningrad region of Russia, a 37-year-old Armenian citizen died in a burning apartment during a visit by men wearing Russian community patches, local media reported. According to journalists, the incident took place in the city of Vevlosich. A 37-year-old Armenian was vacationing in an apartment with the 46-year-old son of the apartment owner and a 24-year-old friend who had come from Sochi. At some point, unknown people started knocking on their door. As the owner's son said, five people broke in. They said they were the police, but he noticed the symbols of the Russian community on their clothes. The man himself, according to him, was hit with a stun gun and locked in the toilet. His friends barricaded themselves in a room where presumably a fire later broke out. Quote, the Armenian citizen died and the girl who was with him in the room was found under the windows in serious condition, the publication reports. Later, five members of the Russian community movement were taken to the investigative committee in Vevlosich as part of a criminal investigation into causing death by negligence. Comment. It should be noted that over the last 3 years since the very beginning of the war, many Russian politicians and human rights activists have been warning the authorities about this very thing, which deliberately gave nationalist organizations the opportunity to conduct illegal raids using force. Let us recall this is not the first such case where members of the, quote, Russian community have taken arbitrary action. Thus, in August last year, the police detained members of the organization during a conflict with taxi drivers in St. Petersburg. Later, enforcement officers were called by a native of Dagestan, claiming that about 30 people were threatening him with physical violence. Then the investigative committee stood up for the community members, initiating cases of abuse of power against police officers, after which the prosecutor's office canceled them. As a result, the Primorsky District Court arrested the community members. However, the decision was still canceled by the city court. Moreover, the wide resonance that the story of the murder of the Armenian has acquired is most likely due to the influential Armenian lobby in Russia, especially in the media. If this Armenian had been an Uzbek or a Tajik, there would have been no search or wide coverage, as has probably already happened more than once. The Russian authorities are developing a real fascist regime, which is built on ultra-patriotism and xenophobia, and if this course continues, it could have the most unexpected consequences for the entire country. The threat of separatism, of national republics, internal conflicts, etc. As for Muslims, the true face of Russia is becoming increasingly obvious to people, and those who still had at least some hope for, quote, friendship with Russia are beginning to see the light, and this is a positive trend. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Muhammad Mansour.